Good evening. Welcome to Rabbi Yossi Kalter B'tocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David Oli Simai, Zivig Liakov Aaron Ben Rochel, for Shleim Leoh Ben Sora, for Morcha Ben Sora, and the Nishmas Malkubas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, for Rav Shleim Chaim Ben Chaim Yitzchok, Elio Chaim Ben Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Isha Gittel Basar Rav Yezim. I thought that before Hanukkah, that we could just focus a little bit on maybe a lesson or two that we can derive from the Inyone Hanukkah. So the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchas Hanukkah, discusses the basic storyline of what happened. And he says, says the Malchi Yovan, the Greeks, the king of the Greeks, they make Gzeres on Klal Yisrael about how we should live our lives and what we're allowed to do, what we're not allowed to do. They didn't allow us to be Isaac and Torah and Mitzvahs. And they put their hands on our money, they took our money and our daughters, and they entered the Heichel, they made all kinds of pirtzus there, and they made all the things that were Tohor Tomei. We had great tzar mipneim, v'lachtzom lachatz godol, and they caught great lachatz, great pressure on us. Ad sherichem aleihem melech until the God of our fathers had rachmonis on them, and they saved them from their hands, and saved them, and the Bnei Hashmonoi overpowered the enemy, and they saved the Klal Yisrael from the hands of the Hashmonoim. Until the Churban Bayis, they had another more than 200 years. What's very interesting here is the Loshon of the Rambam. The Rambam's Loshon is that they caused us great, the Yevonim caused us great tsar and great suffering, and they were killed out. It caused them great tsar. Ad sherichim aleim elokei aviseinu, until Hashem had rachmonis on us. V'hoshia miyodom v'hitzilom, save them. Another loshon of save hoshia v'hitzilom, save them. Then the Bnei Hashmonoim overpowered the enemy, and then it says v'hoshia Yisrael miyodom. They saved the Bnei Yisrael from the hands of the Greeks. The question is, who done it? Who saved the Bnei Yisrael from the hands of the Greeks? At first, the Rambam said, "Sherichim aleim elokei aviseinu v'hoshiem." Hashem had rachmonis on us, and He saved us miyodom. And then it says they were gavru bnei hashmonoi, and v'hoshiu Yisrael miyodom, and they saved the Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam seems to contradict himself. First, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmonis, and He saved Klal Yisrael. Then he says the Hashmonoim were goyver, and they saved Klal Yisrael. Who did it? It seems to be a contradiction in terms over here. So l'chayra, I think that the simple understanding of the Rambam's Loshon is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmonis, and He saved Bnei Yisrael. He allows us to play things out, which we did. We played it out. And when we do our natural hishtadlus and our koiches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us credit as if we did it. So the Rambam says, in reality, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmonis and He saved us. But when the Hashmonoim sent out the Klal Yisrael, when sent out the Yevonim and beat them and sent them away, they're given credit as if they did it. So life is a combination of HaKadosh Baruch Hu having Rachmanus and making sure that it's done. And in reality, he is the doer and the perpetrator and the controller and the Baal HaMaisa. But when we do our thing, he allows us to get credit for it. And I thought that this lesson that we can learn from the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah could be very beneficial in a special way. And that is, you know, part of the problem with Bitochen is we do Hishtadlus. And the Hishtadlus fools us. On one hand, it helps us. That's the whole base of Levi Shita, because with the Hishtadlus, I'm able to feel more the Bitochen, because if it's too much of a nest that I need, I'm not on the level to really have Bitochen. But the Hishtadlus also fools us. I'm doing it. I did it. I saved the day. I chased the Yevonim out of Eretz Yisrael. We, this little band of Kehanim against this superpower, we got rid of them. We did it. We saved Klal Yisrael. And there's a certain truth in that. And there is a truth in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it that way. But let's not fool ourselves to think that we have any power whatsoever. It's all because, as the Lashon of the Rambam is, the whole Hitzilu Oysam that we saved, Yeshio Yisrael Miyodam, is all because Sherichem, Shem, Sherichem Aleim Elke Abiseinu, Yeshio Miyodam Hitzilom. It's because Hashem, Elke Abiseinu, had Rachmonis, and he saved us from them, saved us from Shem, Hitzilem, two different languages of saving, and that is the ultimate truth. So I think here is a very powerful lesson to be Mechazik Bitochon, and that is that we shouldn't be fooled by all the Hishtadlus that we do to think for a moment that that's where it's at. Yes, Hashem will give us the credit. Whatever we accomplished with our Hishtadlus, whatever we did, whatever we achieved, whatever effect and impact we had, we get credit. We are considered the Hashmonoim of the saviors. In fact, the Lashon of the Ramban is Il Moli the Hashmonoim or Yishtakach Teru Mitzvus Mi Yisrael. Now, Teru Mitzvus will never be forgotten Mi Yisrael. They see Shochach Mi Pizaro, it's a Havtoch in the Teru. But they're the ones that made it happen. It's considered as if they are the ones that preserve Teru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets it happen that way. But we should know in our heart of hearts, and maybe in our minds as well, that it's really only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that's the case, then the Hishtadlus is not going to hurt our Bitochen as much. Because I'm doing Hishtadlus. Yeah, I'm doing Hishtadlus. But I know that the results HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. That the Hishtadlus is just my mitzvah, my going through the motions because Hashem wants it that way. And it's also very choshev because Hashem will give me credit. Hashem credit the Hashmonoim for Hatzolas Yisrael. And Hatzolas Yisrael over here means that the Torah survived. They were able to keep the mitzvahs. Chanukah is not about physical peril. Chanukah is about the peril of Yahadus. And they were able to keep the mitzvahs. They were able to keep the Torah surviving. And they did it. They're credited with it. Hilmoli l'chashmanoim o'yanishtakach tero mitzvahs mi'Yisrael. Mitzad sheni, the reality is they did nothing. The credit is theirs. The effort was theirs. But the reality is HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad-shirichem aleyem elukei avoseinu. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we realize that, then when we do Hishtadlus, we're not going to get so confused anymore. I'm doing Hishtadlus, so I think I'm the Baldover. You're not the Baldover. You're doing Hishtadlus, but you're far from the Baldover. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. It's totally in His Rachmonus. It's totally in His Chesed. It may be totally in our Bitochon in His Rachmonus and in His Chesed. But that means in Him. Remember, it's not totally in our Bitochon. That's the reason the Goyin says that even though a person has Bitochen, he still has to keep begging Hashem. Tfilois, which is a Loshon of Bitochen, he says, I'm positive, Machshova, the Tachanunim keep begging. Why? Because if I don't keep begging, I'm going to think, it's my Bitochen. I did it with my Bitochen. It's because I'm a Baal Bitochen. No. Even your Bitochen, which is your mitzvah, which is your Hishtadlus, which you did on your own, is the product of your Bechira, but that's not what's happening. The Hatzolah is coming ach v'rak from the chesed Hashem. The bitochor only comes because I'm so focused on the chesed Hashem. So I think this is a very important lesson to learn. And the next time that we find ourselves being fooled and thinking that the hishtadlus is everything, and when the hishtadlus fails, we think it's all over. And when the hishtadlus succeeds, we rightfully pat ourselves on the back, but we should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us get the credit, just as he did to the Chashmonaim. But the reality is, it's his Rachmonus, it's his Chesed, it's his Yeshua, it's his Hatzolah. And that can help us to maintain the Bitochon, even though we live in a world of Hishtadlus. It's very easy through the Teva to forget the Baldover. One example, I'm sure I must have given it here over the years, but just recently reminded myself, a friend of mine from Los Angeles had sent the yeshiva a FedEx to be delivered early in the morning with a check for $25,000. This was many, many years ago, and $25,000 was worth a lot of money. FedEx is the most reliable courier at the time, for sure. The bank closed at 3 o'clock. The FedEx didn't show up. About 2 minutes after three, I remember calling my wife, and I don't understand. Azash lamazel. FedEx works for everybody in the world. It's the best courier service. And for me, it didn't work. And she says to me, she says, Chocham, you a whole day didn't once think about the Rabbeinu Shalala. You were thinking about the FedEx. You were waiting for the FedEx. You were counting on the FedEx. You have to be so careful. It's not the FedEx. It's nothing. It's Enoid Milvadoi. The Rabbeinu Shalom, it seemed that day, the Rabbeinu Shalom, there was a snowstorm down south at the main hub of the FedEx planes, and certain planes got delayed, and they said, because they couldn't make all of their deliveries. That's the lesson that we have to learn. That's the lesson we can learn from Hanukkah. And that's the lesson we should internalize for life, so that despite all the hishtadlus that we do, we should be able to maintain that true sense of bitochon, because it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all about him and not about us. Kol tuf, all the best.